Church. I'm delighted to be in the Holy Ghost, praise God, tonight. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I'm not a novice, but I have been nervous in the service about what I'm about to do this evening, praise God. Amen. But I'm going to shoot a whole bunch of arrows. Somebody was up here preaching a while back about shooting arrows. I'm going to try to shoot a bunch of arrows tonight, praise God. And I'm passing out some books. And the title of the book, it's a book I wrote, is called Find God's Purpose for Your Life. And amen. And I'm asking the ushers to give two to every person. Praise God. And I one time, not that long ago, gave this book to an 8-year-old boy. He read it in 2 days, and it changed his life. Praise God. And I am not just giving them out two to every person, so you can hold one in your left hand and read that with your left eye, and one in your right hand and read it with your right eye. No, I've got a purpose in this, praise God, and I want to speak to you tonight on the topic. I feel it's more of the teaching line than the preaching line, but it's called Heaven View and the Frontiers of God's Purpose. And a lot of us were here not that many moons ago when there was 30 people received God's Spirit right here in this sanctuary in one night. That was an awesome happening. And if you have noticed, more than likely there's not too many of that 30 that are here today. That is not a tragedy. That is not a tragedy. God knows exactly what he's doing, and I would like to look into it this evening, praise God. And if you have your Bibles and you would turn to the book of Joshua, notes out here, one of them anyway. Number 2. And I'll be reading out of the King James Version this evening. Which has stood the test of time. It's been around for about 500 years. Joshua chapter 3 and verse number 2. Ready to come out of the wilderness and pass over Jordan. And it came to the coast, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. That's about 5/8 of a mile, by the way, and that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. And from my understanding, what I heard from Pastor and others, there had never been a time before this in recent history, before this recent time when 30 people received the Holy Ghost here in one service. And God did not stop with that. And there are things ahead of us. There have been plenty of preachers up here better than me that have spoken to this congregation and talked about plans that God has for this church down the road and not very far down the road. Amen. And I must say that I'm not aware of all the plans that God might have. I'm not pretending like I'm aware of him, but I believe that he does have plans, praise God. Amen. And we're going to find out about them. But when you see the great move of the Holy Ghost, like there was when the Holy Ghost swept in this place and all these people started receiving. We didn't know what was happening. God knew exactly what he's doing, and he had a purpose behind it. Amen. exactly what he was going to do. We didn't know what the history was going to be of these people, but it's not something that happens, and then that's the end. There is something that is put inside of you that is going to be there in church. God is still there watching over you. Amen. You to be. And you know, my mother said she had given up praying for me when I you never know what God's going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't understand the bigger picture, but there is a bigger picture. Praise God. And I your life. I'm going to try to demonstrate it here in the scripture here in the next few minutes. One that is unique for you. He said he's got the hairs on your head counted. Before you think it, he knows what's in your heart that you haven't even thought about yet. For you, and he intended for you to accomplish it. Praise God. You are either going to fully accomplish what God wants you to accomplish, or you might really mess up and fractionally accomplish it, or you might not accomplish it at all. Talent, and one of them buried it in the earth. This is your earth that you carry around. Up to the surface. That's up to you, but you'll pay for it later. Praise God. Amen. Two to every people. First of all, I did give some of these books out when I was here. I've given one to recently. And but what I want you to do, time is written simply. It doesn't have too many great big words in it. Amen. And I would like you to read it, okay? And the second one, I want you to pass it out to somebody. I want you to give it to a neighbor or somebody, whoever the Lord puts on your mind to give it to them. And if you've already got one, give them both of them. Give two. Find two people to give one to. And I would suggest that you make a photocopy of December's calendar for Heaven View and put it in the book along with a card and give it to somebody before the Christmas concert. Praise God. And you're going to show people amazing things that's happening at Heaven View, you know, and give it to somebody. Tonight we'll pass out quite a few, and God will bless it. Amen. Now let's look on a little bit farther. The book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 11 and verse 1 says this: Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Now, Jesus talked about the evening before he was crucified, when he went out there with the disciples and had the Last Supper. He said, this bread that I'm breaking is my body that's broken for you. And this bread that you're talking about casting on the waters is people. This bread, those people that went out there with the Holy Ghost from here, they're out on the water somewhere. And in Scripture, you find that waters refers to people. And they're out there somewhere, and it says, and something is going to happen. I could tell you a story. I'm not going to take it. And I was going back to my car, and I had about three or four flyers left, and I saw an old never know. Cast your bread on the waters in it. God will give the increase. Died 2 weeks later of a heart attack. Talk about just in time. God is just. Isaiah chapter 58 and verses. Must go free, and that you break every yoke. Is it not to deal? Thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. And that is what God is going to do. Amen. You know, there's by fasting. Amen. You know, he talked about some of the hardest devils. My life where I really didn't have a choice. You know, I decided but, you know, if you've got somebody that's in your I believe that God is able to answer that kind of a prayer. Amen. And Ephesians chapter 3, and here's where we're going to start to prove something. Chapter 3 and verse 9, and to make all, and you know, the italics, what that means is it wasn't in the original. So when men here in the King James, really it is applying to women too. Let all. Ever think about fellowship of the mystery? All things by Jesus Christ to the intent. Now God principalities and powers in heavenly places. God is not just going to limit might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. It's been there a long time, and it's going to be there forever. Praise God. Purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness that you faint not at my tribulations. An eternal purpose. Praise God. In Christ Jesus before the world began. And he had you in mind. Praise God. He knew about these things before the world began. Amen. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Amen. I'm like one guy here that I knew one time, and he got up to preach, and he had already been through his notes three times. And he looked, and he'd been up there 5 minutes. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith, it's not faked, not fake faith, it's the real thing, that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. You know, I'll stop here just for a second. My dad was about 17 years old, and he was pushing a lawnmower, one of those kind that has the rotary wheels and no motors. He was the motor, pushing a lawnmower. He showed me the house, maybe about a 2-acre yard. He was cutting that yard with that push lawnmower, and for 50 cents, that's how much they were paying him for cutting the lawn. And he didn't know that those people in there were Pentecostal and that they were having prayer meetings in their home. And while he was cutting the prayer meeting, he went in there and got the Holy Ghost and lived for God the rest of his life. How about your grandmother right here, Lois, it says, and thy mother, Eunice, amen. And wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is to mention that that my mother's mother, her statue in Canada, and she found a tract laying on the sidewalk, and it was be going to for too long. She read that tract, and she left the Methodist Church. And it changed my mother's life, and it changed my life. Praise God. Amen. Of power and of sound mind. Praise love and a sound mind. Can't be ashamed of what we've got. We cannot be ashamed. Amen. And it's going insane, but we've got to witness for this, for his name. Praise God. Amen. Be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and who called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. It's not what we did and what we were doing when God put his eye on us, amen, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. God's got a purpose for your life. He had it before the world began, and it's in Christ Jesus, and it's up to you to get busy and find out what God's purpose is for you. Amen. I could say on the brief way, you know, love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind, and without your strength, all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. That's the purpose of God. But there's more to it. God has a particular purpose for you. He's got a very individual purpose for you. And it's up to you to find out what it is. You need to put your heart to it. Reading this book might help you. Praise God. That was the intention of it in the first place. Praise God. Okay, let's go on ahead. 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 8. I'm shaking. Okay. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. You know who the Son of God is? What's his name?
Jesus.
Some of you don't know. What's his name?
Jesus.
All right. For this purpose, the Son of God, amen, was manifested, shown, amen, handled, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's why he came. Jesus Christ himself had a purpose why he was here. And he accomplished. He did a very good job of it. I was just reading yesterday that in the first generation after he was crucified, there was over 150 million people in the Christian church. Amen. But I want to sing a song. Praise God. Because bless his heart. That keyboard like a genius. He never heard this one before. Bit, but this is basically it. On the Sea of Galilee, happened just like he said. And then they said, it happened just like he said. Oh, it happened. He fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread. Big intercession for you, and it happened just like he said. By the road, and they said, shut up! But he was bold, and it happened. Me, Bartimaeus cried, Lord, that I might see, and it happened. As he cleansed the lepers and he raised the dead, he fed 5,000 with greater things than this shall you do, for I go to make intercession for you. You believe that? He's doing it right now. Praise God. Amen. We talked about us making it. It's time to stand. Let's all stand together. And let's come down here and I pray, oh God, and give them a copy, maybe 2 copies of that book. Amen. If you've got another one at home, praise God. Dear God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We want